Okay, so let's finish up Rav Kook on Modani. So the last three words in Modani are Bechemla, Rava, and Munotecha. And one of the important things to note, this is what everyone points out, is that often it is misread, and people read it as Bechemla Rabba, right, with great compassion, and Munatecha stand alone, which is obviously wrong, because Rabba and Munatecha, of all the words, of all the phrases in Modani, is the one which is clearly based on Tanakh. So if you didn't, right, besides for the internal grammatical reasons for this, it's clear that Rava Emunatecha is a phrase that stands alone, and this is from Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, where Eicha says, Chadashim Labikarim, Rava Emunatecha. They are new every morning, great is your faithfulness, which obviously, since in Modani, we're talking about the morning, and we're talking about God's kindness in the morning, this is a proper pasuk to invoke. But Rava Emunatecha is, therefore, a phrase from Eicha and a standalone. So, the way you read it is, Shechzarta bi nishmati bechemla, you return my soul with compassion. And then, Rabba Emunatecha, your faithfulness is great. So what does bechemla add here? So Rav Kook just says, Midat hachemla ha'elyona mashfad hi tchunat hamila, tchunat chemla al hanishama, shichomelet al haguf, vashochel mazaba, ben koach ve'in ora, bechemla zo hi,
So he says something interesting, that it's not just that God is kind and compassionate, but rather God allows the soul to partake of his compassion. Because the body without the soul cannot live, cannot survive, is not animated. And therefore, by God returning our soul with compassion, he's also allowing the soul to partake of that compassion by animating the body. So therefore, he says, "Shechzarta bi nishmati bechemla." With your quality of chemla, you have granted the soul itself a way to partake of that by granting life to the body. And then, as we said, the last phrase is "Rabba emunatecha," where, again, quoting Eicha, we say, "God, your faithfulness is great." So what does it mean, your faithfulness, right? It's one thing to say bechemla with compassion, but why do we say that God has returned his life to us both here and in Eicha with emunah, with faithfulness? What exactly does that mean? So here Rav Kook says, ha-emunah ha-elohit, hi ha-chokeket et ha-tafkidim shel kol kocho ta-havaya. God's faithfulness, God's ne'emanut, emunah, expresses itself in the sense that it carves out the purpose of all forces in the present. She'asu et avodatam b'chol oz umeret, that they perform their function with all strength and conviction, something like that. B'chol etaniyut shel kiyum v'nitzachon, shakoach hakabir shel or ha'emunah elokit me'ir alayhem. And the reason they do this forever, right, in infinite... right, in an infinite way, they are committed, as it were, to their task, is because that they, in turn, are animated by God's light. And God gave over to them the nature to follow their function. And sometimes he destroys them and only to bring them back in better ways. And munat ze seder zra'im, shema'imin b'chay olamim v'zoreya. And then, in order to get to what it means that God is faithful, so he turns to a Gemara in Shabbat, where the Gemara says that emunah refers to seder zra'im, to the first chelek of Shas. And the reason is because it requires faith on behalf of human beings to plant. Because it means that we believe in God, that he's going to continue the natural world, and therefore there will be consequences and benefits to planting. And therefore he says, when from this great faithfulness, from our faith in God, and presumably God's faithfulness, which includes all of existence, it is revealed a creative power, which brings life and produces, which encourages and renews,
Pirut shel chayim. Achar shekvar salalei hamavet ba'u ufarzu alav et afilatam. Right, and this happens, this life comes, even after things have had the shadow of death over them. L'dor v'dor emunatecha konen eretz v'talmod. Ume ha'emunah ha'raba ha'lazo b'or b'hiruta b'ana neshama ha'chayim la'adam b'doro l'kitza. And it's this faithfulness that can be used to describe and explain why it is that the soul comes back. Acharei asher ha'sheina shi'achad ne'shishim b'mita. If sleep, which Chazal conceptualizes as the 60th of death, parsa alav etzalam achshichem, right? So at some level we died at night. But nevertheless, the soul, along with all other forces of creation, hamorim achare balotam, which are renewed after they wear out, because or emunah lokide el yonam yisod emunat uman shel chokma v'daat asher be'emunat ha'itot v'chomes v'hen.
So us and the entire of creation, after dying in sleep, rejuvenates itself and becomes one with the faithfulness of the holy faithfulness of God.
Right. So Rav Kook ends off Rava Emunatecha by saying that the world, which at some level, right, constantly goes through periods of death and wearing out, the fact that God consistently has a plan for the world that rejuvenates it shows that God has, right, Emunah. We have faith in God's Emunah, right? Emunah can either mean faith or it can mean faithfulness, right? The fact that it's something that you can rely on. And the fact that God constantly animates the world, and that even when it seems like it's over, God gives it back its force, and that is consistent, that's built into creation, is what we thank God for. So we end Moda'ani with Rabbah Emunatecha, quoting the Pasuk in Eicha, by saying that every morning the fact that the world and our lives and our souls, despite the fact that they go through these waning periods, which are quasi-death, they rejuvenate themselves, is testament to the fact that we are partaking of God's faithfulness, that he continuously ensures that the world continues to exist. Okay, well, that will finish with Kokomo.